Good morning, and welcome to today's devotion for Thursday, the 7th of March, 2024. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Father Bradley Miller, and I'm indeed the parish priest of All Saints on Calvary Hill in South Beach, where burdens are still being lifted. Let us pray. Lord God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, it is you and you alone who have brought us into safety to this new day. Father, we ask that you would preserve us with your mighty power, so that this day we may not fall into sin, nor will we be overcome by adversity. And in all that we seek to do, and all that we undertake this day, we will fulfill your purpose. And so now, O merciful Savior, in their hands we commend ourselves. We ask that your Holy Spirit will be with us throughout this day. Strengthen us to remember that in whatever good work we do, we are serving you. Father, we ask for diligence and a watchful spirit, that we may seek in everything to carry your will and to know your will and to gladly perform it for the honor and glory of your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My brothers and sisters, for our reflection today, I want us to reflect on the words from Psalm 95, verse 6 through 11. And in this psalm, the first thing I want us to note is that the psalmist calls us to worship God and God alone. The psalmist reminds us that worship is not something that is optional. It is not optional for God's people. It is requested of us. We are not to worship God on our own terms. What do I mean by that? Meaning, we worship according to how we feel. We are told in the writer to the Revelation that in heaven, they're worshiping God 24/7 around the throne of God. The angel of God are worshiping day and night. We are called to worship God not according to feelings. There are too many people worship God according to how they feel. Well, I'm feeling tired. I don't feel like. And so God does not get that which God is due. We are called to make worship a part of our daily living. And that is why it is important for us, whenever the church's doors are open up, we show up. Whether we worship him on Saturday or whether we worship on Sunday. We are people who are created for the worship of God. And that's why St. Augustine, the great African saint, can say in one of his memoirs, God has made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until we find rest in God. My brothers and sisters, worship is what we do. Worship is who we are. And so God expects for us to give him what is due to him. Worship comes from the Greek word wit and ship, which means that we give God what is his due. God is requires us, and he calls us to worship him. Secondly, the psalmist calls us to give God praise. The psalmist says, for this is our God, whose people we are. And so the psalmist challenges us to give God praise. But why do we praise God? We praise God not to obtain anything. We praise God because God's being what he is in himself, and God's action, what he's done for us, that draws praise. So we praise God because who God is, he's God. We praise God because of God's action. What did God did for us? He came down in human form and he died for us. That alone deserves praise for God. So we praise God in every circumstances and every season and every opportunity in life. We praise God in the good time. We praise God in the bad time. We praise God when we are happy. We praise God when we are sad. We praise God throughout the changing scenes of life. We must learn to give God praise because God inhabits the praises of his people. We praise God not to obtain anything from God, because we praise him for who he is. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. Praise is what we should do. And so we praise God. And finally, the psalmist reminds us that if we hear his voice, we must not harden our hearts. The psalmist says in verse 8 of the text, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day of Manasseh in the desert. So when we hear the voice of God, we must listen. If you are listening to this devotion today, I ask you not to harden your heart to the word of God. I pray that God will remove the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I pray that when you hear this word, you will allow this word to transform your life. I pray that you, having heard this word, will respond to the word. All God requires of us is obedience to the call. So today, my brother, my sister, please do not harden your heart against God. If you hear his word, if you hear his voice, allow God's word, allow God's voice to transform your life as he has transformed my life. Let us pray. May the strength of God pilot us. May the power of God preserve us. May the wisdom of God instruct us. May the hand of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the shield of God defend us. May the host of God guard us against the snares of evil and the temptation of the world. May Christ be with us, Christ before us, Christ in us, Christ over us. May your salvation, O Lord, be always ours this day and forevermore. Amen. I thank you for tuning in. And please share this devotion with your family and friends, or as many persons as possible. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you. Rest, remain, and abide with you this day and even forevermore. Amen. Passing by, then I decided.
Jesus.